Today is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. The readings for today's Mass is taken, the epistle is taken from Galatians chapter 5. Brethren, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary one to another, so that you do not the things that you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, emulations, wraths, quarrels, dissensions, and such like. Of which I foretell you, as I have foretold you, that they who do such things shall not obtain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, longanimity, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, and chastity. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified their flesh with devices and concupiscences. We stand for the Holy Gospel, taken from Matthew chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will sustain the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, be not solicitous for your life, what you shall eat, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than the raiments? Behold the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more value than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And for raiments, why are you anxious? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They labor not, neither do they spin. But I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed as one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more you, O ye of little faith? Be not anxious, therefore, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the heathen seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. These are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear faithful, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of peace. And it is God's will for us that we have his peace, that we have peace of soul. Three times in the Gospel of today, which is taken from the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord tells us to not be anxious, do not worry. Do not be overly concerned about these things. It is never God's will for us to worry. We have this same word from our Lord, this solicitudo in Latin, in the Gospel of St. John. Remember the story when our Lord is speaking to St. Martha. She's running around preparing things for the meal, and St. Mary Magdalene is there at our Lord's feet. And he tells her, he uses the same word as he uses in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious about many things and are troubled. One thing is necessary." The one thing necessary, of course, is to love God by doing his will. That is the Christian life, and that is our life. And that is the kingdom of God and his holiness. It is very easy for us, especially in these troubled times, these unstable times that we live in, to be anxious, to be overly concerned about many things, to forget that one thing alone is necessary. We tend to worry about all kinds of different things. The state of the church, this crisis which has been going on for over 50 years, and which doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. The worst crisis in the history of the church, and we're in the midst of it. But our Lord tells us, do not be anxious. He's in control. We might worry about the state of the world, and especially our country, which are getting farther and farther, not only from God, but even from sanity. Everything is crumbling around us. Society is crumbling. Regarding this question of anxiety, it's interesting. A couple years ago, there was an article in a magazine which said that almost 20% of adults in America struggle with anxiety. And what was even more shocking was adolescents from the ages of 13 to 18, 1 in 3, this, according to this article, this institute, 1 in 3 teenagers have anxiety. A world which is full of comforts and pleasures, and yet this is what we're left with. Everyone's worried, everyone's anxious. But no, our Lord tells us, do not be worried. Why are you anxious? We might be anxious about material things and the welfare of our families, again, in this unstable times. What's going to happen? How are we going to provide for our families? Our Lord especially mentions this in the gospel, these material needs, which especially we have to just, we trust. We trust in divine providence. There's a really striking story in the life of the Archbishop, Archbishop Lefebvre. He was always following divine providence. He really had the supernatural spirit of just trusting that God would provide. But when he was trying to build the seminary of Icone, which was, you know, just a small religious house, and he needs to make these huge additions for seminarians, and he sat down with the contractors, and they told him, well, it's going to cost 600,000 francs. And he said, we can't do that. We can't afford that. This must not be God's will. And he was very disappointed. Just minutes later, a phone call came into the seminary, and the Archbishop took the call, and it was a man who wanted to be a benefactor, and he said, I would like to donate 600,000 francs to you, just down to the very last franc. And he realized, this is God's will. God will provide. God always provides. And when it comes to these material things for us, what does God expect of us? He expects just two things, that we work hard, we do what we can, and that we pray. And that's it. That's all we can do. That's all God expects of us. And then we just trust. We leave everything in his hands. And he will always take care of us. We may not always get what we want or in the way that we want. We leave that up to him. But he will always provide. Why are you anxious? And our Lord gives us the reason why. He gives us the cause for this anxiety, for this lack of peace of soul. And it is lack of faith. Oh, ye of little faith. This is why we lose our peace, because our faith isn't strong enough. Our Lord wants us to believe that he is God. And everything which that entails. He wants us to be convinced of his divinity. We must always come back to the perfections of God, who God is. If we remember who God is, then we really do trust. As God, he is infinitely wise. He knows what is best for us. He knows everything, absolutely everything. He knows us individually. He knows what is best for us. As God, he is infinitely good. And that means that he wants what is best for us. God cannot want other than what is best, because he's goodness itself. He can't, something that God cannot do, we could say. He always wants what is best, because he is love, he is charity, he is goodness. So he knows what is best for us. He wants what is best for us. And he is infinitely powerful, which means he can and will do what is best for us. He can do whatever he wants. He's all-powerful, almighty. This is our God. These three perfections are the foundation for our confidence in him. If God is all wise, if He knows everything, if He is goodness itself, He always wants what is best for us. And if He is all powerful, then how can we not be confident? How can we not trust Him? Our Divine Master not only gives the cause of excessive worry, which is a lack of faith, He also gives us the answer, the remedy. And that is, seek first the kingdom of God and His holiness. This is how we grow in faith. This is how we are convinced that only one thing is necessary. And this is how we will be at peace, to seek first the kingdom of God. It's always important for us sometimes to ask ourselves this question, what am I seeking? What do I love? We are motivated by what we love. Things which we think about all the time. What preoccupies our thoughts, our desires? That is what we love. What takes up our time? We tend to give our time to whatever we love. Or in other words, in our Lord's words, where thy treasure is, there is thy heart also. That is what we are seeking. That is what we truly want. And so we have to ask ourselves, is that the kingdom of God and His holiness? Is that the most important thing? Every day we have our to-do list. We have lots of things to do. Especially you parents, you're busy. There's so much to think about, so much to do. But what is the first thing? Is the first thing this seeking after God and His holiness? That is what we have to strive for. And if we are not seeking God first, if He's not at the top of our to-do list every day, our spiritual life, our soul, then our lives will not be in order and we will not have this peace. Remember that definition of St. Augustine, peace is the tranquility of order. But that order begins, that plan of God is He's first, everything else follows, everything else is secondary. And everything else will be added. There was a bishop in the 19th century who was in a missionary country, he was overwhelmed, he was so busy, and he didn't have time for everything. And he was talking to, he wrote to his spiritual director just for advice because he was struggling. He said, what can I do? There's only so many hours in the day. And this holy monk, his spiritual director told him, add to your day 30 minutes of mental prayer. Spend more time in prayer. And the bishop was surprised to get that advice, but he did it. And sure enough, he found more time for everything. And that is really the way that we're going to seek first the kingdom of God. What can we do concretely to do that, to seek first the kingdom of God? We can give Him our time. And in fact, we know how much we love God by how much time we give Him, by how much time we spend with Him in prayer, how much time we spend in listening to Him in spiritual reading. But if we make time for Him, He will make time for us. And we will grow in this faith. We will never trust Him unless we know Him. And we will never know Him unless we seek Him, seek first His kingdom. Dear friends, we know that we must become children if we want to go to heaven. Our Lord Himself said that. It's in the Gospel. Children don't worry because they trust. We must pray for this childlikeness, this dependence. And the more we become a child, the more we will realize that God is our Father and that He is all wise, He is all good, and He is all powerful. And we will also realize at the same time that we have a mother in heaven. Blessed Virgin Mary, she is truly a mother. For you moms out there, you know what it means. A mother is always thinking about what her children needs, what she needs to do. That is her preoccupation. And that is also Our Lady. She is our mother in heaven. She's always thinking about our spiritual life, our soul. She's our spiritual mother. So we go to her today and ask for this grace to put order in our life, to put her son first, to seek the one thing necessary, and then we will have that peace which only those two hearts can give. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.